1 John 3:4 reads, "Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness." So what is sin? It's an archery term that means to miss the target. Similarly, if you were to fly a plane and you missed your flight by a minute, you missed it completely. Romans 3:20 tells us that the law reveals the knowledge of sin. The law of God is the revelation of sin. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So everyone sinned and missed the mark. Now these two verses tie together the law of God and the glory of God. The law of God and the glory of God mean the same thing. Vine's Dictionary says that the glory of God is the character of God, what he essentially is and does. And Eaton's describes it as the glorious moral attributes and the infinite perfections of God. The law also reveals the character of God. Now, when the commandment says don't lie, it's because God's not a liar. It says do not commit adultery, it's because God is always faithful. So the purpose of the law reveals the character of God, and it is a revelation of God. Colossians 1:15 tells us that Jesus is the image of God. John 1:14 tells us that they beheld the glory, God's glory in Jesus Christ. Jesus displayed God's moral perfection. Jesus was a revelation of God in the flesh. So to summarize, the law of God is a revelation of the character of God. It is the glory of God. Everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Jesus displayed God's moral perfection or his glory in the flesh. So through his death, burial, and resurrection, if we repent and put our trust in Christ, the Holy Spirit will dwell within us, which is our hope of glory. Jesus Christ is our only hope of glory. He is our only hope of salvation. He is our only hope of being conformed into his image. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your perfections, Lord, your attributes. Lord, we thank you that you have provided forgiveness of sin through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you the praise, the honor, and glory for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.